Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you wonderful people out there listening to us. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous out. So beautiful. And more of this right through. We had a week of this. Still on tap.
Oh, yeah, for me, this is where it's at. Like, I summer's good, but it's summer's too hot. This is what I like. Sun, sunny skies, blue.
Yard starting to bloom. Super
right.
Psyched.
But not too hot. I'm not sweaty. I don't feel.
Yeah, a little sweaty. It's fine. A little sweaty.
You're sweaty?
I get kind of sweaty, yeah. Huh? Well, you know, you're like bent down doing stuff in the
Whoa.
Sun. It's digging. I'm not doing stuff that's nothing pornographic.
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. I got all sweaty yesterday. Oh, I love this tune, too. It's so good. Hi. It's Friday. The whole day. Mm-hmm. The weekend is finally here. This look at the Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put all kinds of fun stuff up there. You know what we put up there today? I didn't get to the story, and it's honestly, there's not much to the story, but there is a list of gifts that you can buy that are Ted Lasso brand stuff. So if you have a Ted Lasso fan in your life, that's Jason Sudeikis' show. Is that on Apple TV? I think it is,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It is such a great, charming, wonderful, uplifting little show that's also hilarious, and it's just fantastic. And he's got stuff like T-shirt, you know, jerseys for the Richmond Art. What is it? Richmond? Can't think of the name of the team.
I can't either. It's already been a month since I finished that thing,
AFC,
if not longer.
Richmond?
AFC Richmond. That's the name of it. All right. So, and then there's socks, and then they have kind of a stylized image of Ted Lasso. It's Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso with just the mustache, the hair, and
honestly,
then there's, like,
that's the
shortbread.
That is the best show that I've found in a long time.
I know. It's just great. And there's some great shows out there in the world, but Ted Lasso is like, well, that made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's all right in the world.
I'll
yeah,
tell
it's
you,
really
I,
cute.
As we were discussing the other day, like at home, Christina has finished the television. Like, she's just finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that I now am looking up. Like, I was watching Mindhunter, which is a show. So I looked up, when is season 3 coming? What the heck? And the thing I found was, it's not.
Did I hear that was getting picked up somewhere else, though? Or am I thinking of Criminal Minds? I might have that wrong.
I hope you're right, because they said the people who made it, what I read was the people who made it said, that's an expensive show to make.
Mm.
It's really, really, like, it's a time, it's a period piece. And I've noticed in those shots, they'll do a parking lot shot, and every one of those cars is from the 70s.
Right.
Like, they have a lot of work to do to make that work. And I guess it's too expensive, so they just aren't making it.
Are there a lot of special effects in it?
No.
It didn't seem like you'd think once you have a warehouse full of 70s stuff, you'd be like, we need to use this stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, but it's just...
I'm thinking it's Criminal Minds that I heard is getting brought back on some other network or something. I don't think it was Mindhunter.
Yeah, it's gone. And so, bummer. Anyway, Ted Lasso is one of those finds. If you haven't seen it yet, it's so good. It's really fun.
So we put the list of, there's just like 10 items you can buy that'll remind you of how wonderful Ted Lasso is. And they're up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And it is some retail thing. We're not getting a cut of that. Don't worry. I just thought it was really cute. Like, there's, you know how he makes a shortbread for the boss every day and he lets her think that he's getting it at a store. There's a shortbread on there. It's not
spoiler
handmade by Ted
alert.
Lasso. Yeah. Spoiler alert, everyone.
Nicole, have you plowed through any more episodes? No?
No.
Oh,
oh dear.
Get on that, girl.
You know, first
it's not
episode.
Because I don't like it. It's just I haven't had the time.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, the first episode, I watched it and I thought, Sarah, really? And I watched the second, and then I couldn't not watch the third, and then I was like, I need to slow down. I'm already halfway through.
I know.
It's like really gets its hooks into you and becomes something you look forward to.
Really, really good show. And each episode is really short. How many episodes are there? 12? 10? You can watch it all in a night. I mean, if you start early enough or you're willing to stay up late.
I think it's 10. I think you're right.
It's so like 5 hours of it or whatever.
Yep, there's 10.
So it's just delightful. You'll love it. Ted Lasso. And if you already know and we're not telling you something new, then you can go and look at the crap they have. You can buy an Arsenal sweatshirt. Or not Arsenal, Richmond. AFC Richmond. Sorry. CB Strike likes Arsenal.
Oh, right.
The only two teams I know the names of. Okay, we're going to start with a little new music here. There's just a couple albums that we're going to touch on today. First of all, Alice Cooper has his 21st album out today. And Alice Cooper's a guy who, even if you don't really know his music, you definitely know this guy. He's sort of scary. And as he gets older, he gets even scarier looking. He's got a record out called Detroit Stories. So we're going to hear a little taste of this. Alice right. Cooper, still around, still rocking.
This first one's called Rock and Roll.
This might be the best Alice Cooper song I've heard in a really long time. I'm not sure if it's hitting Nikki the same way. It's insanely loud in my earphones.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty loud for me, too.
No. Is it distorted?
Almost. It's like on the edge. It's very unbearably loud, even for rock and roll.
Oh, you got it.
I don't know what we can do, and I know that Nicole needs to.
Well, I'll just run it a little bit lower.
I've never once pressed play on an Alice Cooper song or album.
We're Mr. Nice Guy. That's good.
Yeah, they're all fine, and I think he's a fine gentleman. I don't have any problems with him. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like he's a perennial. A lot of people talk about him. He makes the news from time to time, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, okay. I don't ask my streaming machine to do that for me.
There's
a
million bands I'd go see before him.
No doubt. You know, as he gets older, though, it's more and more interesting. Like, well, that guy still, I see him, he golfs. So sometimes you see him the thing is, as he gets older, he starts to look more and more like the guy he used to dress up to be.
Right.
Like his face is actually turning into that monster face.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alice Cooper, 21st album, Detroit Stories. Give me one more.
Social Debris. I think you've heard of this before.
Yes. Yes to Alice Cooper. He is still allowed to make music in my book. Good.
How's
for
that
him.
Volume? Was that better?
Okay. Yes, much better. Thank you. Cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to complain.
No,
honestly,
don't.
It was
I need
like,
to hear
ow.
These things so I can fix them. You got it.
Toto, who had a bit of a wonderful year, 2019-2020, as Weezer covered a couple of their songs and then started bringing the guys out on stage with them as they would perform back in the olden days when bands would play live on stages. And I guess that's really inspired them because two of the guys from Toto each have their own solo album out today, randomly. Steve Lukather, he is the guitarist for Toto. He has a record out called I Found the Sun Again. And the singer, Joseph Williams, has a record out today called Denizen Tenant. So we're going to hear at least a song. Bryn, you actually said you felt like they sounded decent.
Yeah, they sounded all right.
I hope they sound different than Toto, though, because otherwise, wouldn't you just put out a
Toto
album
record
if you did nothing different than you usually do?
Especially now, while everyone's like, oh, Toto, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, Weezer, I've heard Lukather, he's always talking to the guitar websites and stuff.
Right.
He's always talking about how, he's tried to reach out to Rivers, who from Weezer, who made that song. And he's like, look, I know the guy was making fun of us when they did that cover, and I know they did it because their audience requested it. And they probably thought it would just be a joke, but they got a number one hit from it. And it's their first one in a long time. Mm. You'd think the guy would at least say hi to me, and Rivers won't. He won't talk to me.
That's weird, because I don't know what the keyboard player's name is, but he comes out on stage with them, the keyboard player.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. It's super weird.
That is weird. There's
always bitching about how Rivers won't talk to him.
I wonder if he's being ironic.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, two solo albums from two different guys in Toto today. You want to start with Steve Lukather?
Sure.
Okay, so this one is called I Found the Sun Again. What songs did you grab?
Let's start with the title track here.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Almost fell apart, but then I felt you pulling me together.
I have a question. I hope you know the answer to this. Is that Steve Lukather singing? Because I'm starting to get why he's not the lead singer in Toto.
No idea.
I don't know the answer to that. It doesn't say a feature on it, so I'd assume it's him.
Okay, let's hear it. Keep turning.
I found the song again.
Okay.
It's a little
yachty. Yeah, all right.
I don't like it.
Here's Serpent Soul.
Some interesting changes. All right.
I won't be the fool. Won't dance the high wire. I won't die for you. Won't be a victim. Won't pay for your crimes. Won't be the
heavy
bad
on the
guy.
Keyboard. That's the jazzy little thing. I guess I'm hearing them, you know, a little guitar.
It's always weird when these really good guitar players try to put out an album, and this is for Yngwie, this is for all of them. The singer, they can't keep a singer because a guitarist is the star. You know, they find themselves going, well, listen, I'm the guy. It's about my guitar.
You're not the guy.
And so I don't. I'm going to guess it is Lukather singing because that person's not very great, is he?
Nope. I don't want to look at, you know,
I'm
as
guessing
a member of the
just
not
said,
that great
I'll
of
just
a singer
do it myself.
Club, sure. It's all right. Okay. You go for it. It's your record. All right. So now let's move to Toto singer. I'm going to guess this is going to be vocal heavy. Joseph Williams. Denizen Tenant is the name of this record. And here's what that sounds like. What did you grab?
Here's Wilma.
You know who it's about? It's about this guy singing. Front and center are those vocals. Uh-huh. And if you like a song that's produced like, I mean, honest to God, that sounds like a totally random backing track. It's like a drum machine and some little bit of keyboard. Okay, next song. Next.
You don't love this song?
No, it's fine. He's a good singer. He's a better singer than Steve Lukather. I'll give him that.
I'm not sure how to feel about it. That's all.
Damn
I keep
song.
On going. Okay,
I don't
sure,
have no
it.
Feelings about it.
Here is Liberty Man.
To the edge of the world. I'll do anything.
Honestly, Brandon, play anything else.
What do you want me to do? This is the other song. This is the second song.
We're moving on. Okay, great. The two guys in Toto have solo albums out today. Yippee. Next up. Okay, this is a name you may have heard. It's Madison Beer. She was, quote-unquote, discovered by Justin Bieber a decade ago.
Oh.
And this is her debut album. So I guess she's contributed to stuff. She's put out songs, but this is the first time we're getting a full album from a lady by the name of Madison Beer.
Definitely heard the name before.
Yeah.
Do you know Nicole of this chick?
Yeah, she's huge. I think she was discovered, and then I think she just went to modeling because she has a lot of modeling stuff, and then she's big on TikTok.
On TikTok. Well, an influencer then.
Well, there you go.
Oh, Madison Beer. Oh.
All right.
Anyway, Justin Bieber discovered her, and here's what he discovered.
Here's the first song. It's the title track, Life Support. What do you think, Sarah?
Well, I think it's heavy on the auto-tune. You know what it sounds like? You singing in your studio.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Does it?
Yeah, let me hear what
Go
that
for
sounds
it, Bryn.
Like. Yeah, come on, Bryn. You know you want to.
You're single, Bryn.
I don't have that ready.
Don't you have anything taped? I mean, you must have been taping some of that magic.
No, that was all live on the fly for fun. But didn't seem like you were into it, so I kind of...
Who, me? I love it.
You're
especially love that one. Vinny, I sent you the video that he sent me 2 days
ago. Oh, you
ago,
did?
Whatever.
You sent it to Vinny?
I sent it to Vinny. I thought he would appreciate it. Because I can't post it anywhere because you're swearing at me.
I didn't get to watch it yet. I got caught as soon as my days are busy.
All right, hold on.
So stupid busy. I can't believe it.
I'm going to play it for you, but I'm just going to play the beginning.
You can't.
Oh,
no, you can't.
I can't.
Don't even try it. She's trying to play an explicit song.
That's Bryn.
Yeah, that's
I'll stop
me.
There.
And that's right after she said, "You can't get that to work. You don't know what you're doing." All right, bye.
And then he starts swearing at me.
So start swearing at
in
her.
Your face, biatch. Anyway, all right. So there's Madison Beer.
You want another
did you
one
grab?
From her?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
This is next one's called Sour Times. All right, we're there.
Yeah, Dua Lipa, she's not. I'm looking at some pictures of her, though, and she's smoking hot. So,
what is her name again? Because
Madison Beer. Just B-E-E-R.
That is so cool to be good looking enough to be...
to be able to pull up a song
like that.
Someone
wants you to just wear their stuff and pose for pictures.
Yep. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's like a really supermodel looking face. Like she has a gorgeous
face.
She kind of
looks like Mila Kunis in this one photo.
Yeah, she's a stunning girl. Long brown hair. Although I'm seeing blonde in some. Maybe that's a wig. I don't know. Anyway, Salma Hayek in some of these pictures, mm-hmm. although real skinny. She's beautiful. Beautiful girl.
Good for her.
Madison Beer can also sing, turns out, if she uses autotune. And finally, we'll end with this one for the new music. The 14th album from NoFX. It's called Single Album. And here's a little taste of that.
Do you want to...
Oh, boy. This guy's on a spree.
The trip.
Yeah, give me more.
All right, here's the next song. It's called Your Last Report. This one's trippy. All the tame, such a wild thing. Just let it wash over you.
Yeah.
You knew who I was when we met, and you always knew how to respect. You never dared to suspect, even when I suspected you, 'cause your love was true.
Here we go, guys. Here we go.
All right.
I love it.
Is that it for that one?
They're rocking out. That's
yeah,
good.
They are. So that's a 14th album from NoFX. I wanted to mention just really quickly, Macklemore has launched a retro golf-inspired clothing label. It's called Bogey Boys. As I'm scrolling down through this, it's adorable. It is retro. A lot of green in this. And I think that John would look smashing on the golf course in some of these dumb outfits. So those are for they're just dumb. But adorable, and people look dumb in golf clothes anyway, so why not wear, you know, his plaid stuff? And finally, Nick Jonas has another solo album on the way. The Jonas Brothers are not done, and I'm sure he'll explain that at length as he hosts SNL this week, and he's also the musical guest. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for your 8 o'clock trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, a lot has changed in the year that we've been away, and no bras is one on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
boy, boobs are a theme today.
Mm-hmm. People never changing their socks. Is that a thing?
It is a thing. Yep.
Ah! And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.